It's the context in which he set the death penalty was very encouraging for me, because he's looking at making choices and then you see results, and using your head, you have to figure what's working, what's not working, and to let go of some things that aren't working. And I love the way he presented it. I mean, look at Maryland. Over the 30 years you've had it, you've had 5 executions, you use it so seldom, so costly, and it's time for Maryland to put it behind them. I love the way he presented it.
Do you see this as part of a trend across the country, states abandoning?
Absolutely it is. The New York Times Magazine on January 1st had a headline article calling America's Retreat from the Death Penalty. Every year now we've had another state, last 5 years, do away with it. And it's becoming very crystallized that the real practitioners are in the 10 southern states that practice slavery. And so you see polls are down. Catholics are now in the forefront of leadership. 1/3 of Catholics have shifted from support of the death penalty to being against it. And even those who are for it, it's much more lukewarm. It's not an enthusiast. The time's come to put it down. It's almost like there's been this winter freeze and you can see the thaw. You can hear it cracking and it's beginning to move. I'm delighted.